protests by the anti-coup groups calling for the reinstatement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi continue in Egypt's universities.
Today, we came here to denounce the military coup and any foreign intervention in our country.
This comes despite violent clashes between anti-coup demonstrators and security forces, as well as the army supporters. On Wednesday, protests spread to Zagazig University, where students rallied against disciplinary action taken by the university administration against four Muslim Brotherhood students. Violent clashes had also taken place the day before in the Delta city of Mansoura. There, Morsi's supporters clashed with students supporting the military. Security forces intervened to disperse the crowds by firing tear gas. Similar clashes also took place at Cairo University, but the Al-Azhar University had the flashpoint of anti-coup protests and violence. Morsi's supporters staged large protests for three consecutive days demanding the reinstatement of the ousted president and the release of students arrested by the security forces.
We are calling for the reinstatement of Dr. Morsi as our legitimate president. We also demand the release of all those who were detained unlawfully by the army. We will not back down until our demands are met.
The clashes in Al-Azhar University left dozens of students injured. More than 40 students were also arrested. But the Islamic Students Against the Military Coup said they would continue demonstrating against the military and the interim government until their demands are met. Since the start of the academic year in September, Egyptian universities have been the scene of repeated protests and violence, which have disrupted the educational process.
Egyptian universities are among the places where you can clearly see the effects of society's polarization between supporters of Morsi and those backing the military. If no serious reconciliation efforts are made soon, it is feared that clashes and violence could become a frequent occurrence on campuses around the country. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.